You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
gonna do?
Do you really think that?
Do you think it all? Yeah.
Our government cares about
they
you.
Ain't giving
get
up a second thought about you. No. Ghetto people.
Who you gonna turn to next?
Tell
ghetto
me.
People.
You gotta take a look at yourself. Yeah. Ghetto people. With your life
running like a red disease,
running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself. Young. You got to learn to love yourself. Ghetto people.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything that on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Maafa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Maafa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening Ashe. To Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi. Hotef family, hope everything is well for you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today. Hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can, must do, and will do. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. Ah, man, the weather. Whew. If you're in the northern part of this country, it's going to be tough for you to do it. But, hey, if it got to get done, you dress accordingly and get it done. And that's the bottom line. Make sure you dress accordingly because it is cold. It's going to be cold here in the next few days, too, down here in Atlanta. Yeah, in the 30s. That's cold here, you know. So you're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always call. You can always go to our archives on timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts, and click on that. The drop-down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Or you can use the shortcut, babaoshi.net. That's right. Just go to Google and hit babaoshi.net. BABAOSHI.net. And there will be those same programs that are dated and titled. We Buy Black. We Buy Black. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is We Buy Black. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. And I do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, imploring you, stating to you, damn near begging you to buy black, not just at WeBuyBlack.com, but in your community. Support brothers and sisters.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Necessary. Support those brothers and sisters. Yep, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tayemba, my good brother. He's doing outstanding work. I hope he'll be on the line with me on Fridays. We've been missing each other, and I hope that's going to happen. If not, you know, we got to do what we got to do, you know. But believe me, what he has done is tremendous. And if you go to the website, africa40africans.org, or if you look, go to photos, he has photos on facebook.com/Bomani. And he has pictures, I mean, photos, pictures on that. But if you go to YouTube, you can see videos of previous tours at youtube.com/Bomani2007. Brothers and sisters, everything on the website is all you need to help you to be on a trip of a lifetime to the motherland. His next trip is April 1st through the 11th to Senegal and Gambia. Then May 24th to June 5th to Ghana. And then November 17th through the 28th to Tanzania. These trips are $3,800. Put a down payment on it and pay on them as you go. And then bam, there you are. There you are. You're off to Africa, to the motherland. So check it out, africa40africans.org.
or give Brother Bomani a call at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. Africa for the Africans. HabeshahIncorporated.org. HabeshahIncorporated.org. I met the brothers and sisters from Habeshah a few years ago, and very impressed with what they're doing, the dedication and the commitment that they have. You know, let me just say this. There's not a lot of us that have that. I wish there were many, many, many more. But those that do, I respect them. I applaud them. I love them for their commitment to helping African people. HabeshahIncorporated.org is a Pan-African organization that cultivates leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, holistic health, and technology. Brothers and sisters, the programs they have is Habeshah Works, Black to Our Roots, Golden Growers, Sustainable Seed, and the Urban Green Jobs. Go to HabeshahIncorporated.org. And the Kashi Project that's happening there in Ghana, the great work that they're doing in Ghana. Man, I tell you, that's what I'm talking about, you know? Yeah. The LEDGE program, LEDGE stands for Land for the Environmental Development of Group Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. The LEDGE program, brothers and sisters, they deal in the four areas of human existence. What you need, you know, don't you need food, water, clothing, and shelter? And that's what they're providing in 12 projects that they have ongoing in 6 countries and over 172 people employed and over 260 members. Become a member of LEDGE Group. In fact, if you become a member of the LEDGE Group, you can purchase land in Tanzania for as little as $250 an acre. Yes. Become a member of the LEDGE Group. Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Abibia Tumi. Abibitumi.com, Abibiatumi.com, and they're promoting their community. Abibiatumi is dedicated to the complete and total liberation of Kemet, of African people, and modern Kemet, the land of African people, throughout the African world, from under domination by Eurasians and their anti-African collaborators. As such, Abibiatumi seeks to reclaim and recreate systems and tools designed by African people for the benefit of African people in the interest and complete and total African liberation, self-preservation, self-determination, sovereignty, survival in each and every area of human activity. Abibiatumi is about continuing the work of our ancestors by re-Africanizing. Abibiatumi is about African liberation. African liberation is about the freedom to learn who we are, our ancestors, and the freedom from being who we are not, and inculcated by our oppressors. As Africans, we have committed to the survival, advancement, and maximization of the fullest manifestation of African potentiality of the African world. We are committed to create and maintain the space that will permit us to develop the necessary skills, motivation, and drive to create the necessary focus, individual and collective, to reconstruct the African personality and the African world toward the African survival thrust. Abibiatumi.com, brothers and sisters. Go to Abibiatumi.com, Abibiatumi.com. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located in the West End here in Atlanta, located on Ralph David Abernathy, across the street from Soul Veg, down the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna, which is temporarily closed down because of COVID and other issues. So the programs that they have ongoing in the store they have, the Shrine, all that will be closed until further notice. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar is open. Located at 878-878 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. The phone number to call is 404-444-1635. That's 404-444-1635. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar. I went to Greenbrier Mall with my cousin yesterday and saw Mama Nia. She's great. She's beautiful. Beautiful sister. Her spirit is tremendous. And, of course, she has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, and T-shirts, certificates, all kind of good stuff at the Medu bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. If you're looking for a book, and if she doesn't have it, she'll get it for you. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263, the Medu bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia and Coffee Bar. I always got to throw that in there. Brother Gazende Ajamu has done an outstanding job. Visit him in Lithonia. That's east of Atlanta off of I-20. Or give him a call. He has a fine selection of books, T-shirts, all kinds of good stuff. The red, black, and green shoes. Brother Gazende Ajamu has got it going on. The delicious coffee bar. Serving my favorite Cameroon Boyo. Give him a call at 404-519-8107. That's 404-519-8107. Brothers and sisters, there is light in the Black Dot. Afroletics has a store in the new Black Wall Street Market, located in Stonecrest, the new Black Wall Street Market. My good brother, Sajifo. Saj got his Timbuktu art gallery, as well as the jewelry making that he does. He's fantastic. The art, his art store and jewelry in the new Black Wall Street Market, Brother Sajifo. Also, my good brother, Brother Michael McGee Jr. Michael McGee Jr. has the CBD, and the oils and so forth, the CBD. Also a store in the new Black Wall Street Market. I haven't been here in a few weeks, so I'm going to go out there and walk around again and check it out. In fact, I haven't been there since I was down. So that's been a while. It's been a while. Us Lifting Us. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Cooperative economics, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. Their Thursday night broadcast tomorrow night at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ULU. Us Lifting Us, if you want to call. Just to listen, you can do that, or give questions, comments, or concerns. You dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. The Homeland Village, and gift shop located in Macon, Georgia at 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. Give Brother Abijah a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. At the end of this month, he will be my guest. I look forward to that conversation. I'm quite sure you do too. Homeland Village. Man, he has everything. Furniture, clothing, jewelry, books, you name it. They also even have a vegan restaurant located in the Homeland Village. Outstanding. You know what I haven't done? I didn't kick off the program. But I'm going to do that at the end. The other programs that we have here on Time for the Week. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, have some change up. Yes. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located at 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Inside the International Discount Mall, 225. Booth 225. Give my good sister Shelly Amundset a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located in the International Discount Mall. Sanjay-Aidi.org. That's my sister Gabrielle Aurelia, who's doing outstanding work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. That's right. Sanjay-Aidi. Sonjay-Aidi.org. Sanjay-Aidi. Akabin. That's right, Akabin. Akabin Institute. Brothers and sisters, if you are like me who believe in the work that many of our brothers and sisters are doing and to support them in that work and support them financially, let alone promoting them. And that's one is Akabin House. Brothers and sisters, you can make a donation. If you want to do it old school, They could check a money order out to Occupant House. Send it to the P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That's P.O. Box 10786, 30310, Atlanta, Georgia. Or you can send the money through PayPal or Cash App. You use Cash App, the dollar sign, Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I, and make your donation. Also, too, brothers and sisters, Occupant House, if you're looking for books, because Baba Baruti's prolific, AkabinHouse.com, AkabinHouse.com. Also, too, the Saturday, February 5th, Saturday, February 5th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m., Identity, What Does It Mean to Be an African? A reconceptualization, a reconceptualizing framework, Identity. And that'll be from 12 noon to 2 p.m. To register, you know, $10 donation, $5 for Warriors in Training. You can do it either PayPal. If you use PayPal, it's Yah Baruti at Yahoo. If you use Cash App, it's the dollar sign Yah, the letter M, Baruti. Include the pertinent information, prayers of gratitude, your name. Put in prayers of gratitude, your name. And then your email address so we can send you the link. Also, that same date, later on, NEI, Baruti, her quarterly women's discussion topic is Embracing African Spirituality. Embracing African Spirituality, Saturday, February 5th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Donation is $10, teens $5. And, of course, the same thing applies, you know. Including pertinent information, Embracing African Spirituality, your name, your email address, so they can send you the streaming link. Okay. There we go. I tell you. Okay, since I didn't get it from the beginning, as I always should, the other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, on Mondays, on Mondays from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Maria Kambon, and her daughter, Nataki Kambon, is also Dr. Kamal Kambon. He is in Ghana. They should be coming back, I believe, for a minute, you know, because their son is the brother that does Bibi Atumi at television. Yeah, that's their son. So they're doing great work for our people. Black Therapy Central from 8 to 9 right here on Time for an Awakening Media from 8 to 9. And from 9 to 10, Conversation, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. On Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then on Saturdays, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council. And then Sunday, once again at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. The Inye Sesim, brothers and sisters, of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. January 18th. The psychopath is an individual who is constantly in conflict with other persons or groups, is unable to experience guilt, is completely selfish and callous, and has a total disregard for the rights of others. Dr. Bobby Wright, from his book, Psychopathic Racial Personality. If you don't have that book, that's right, go to the Medu bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia has that book, Psychopathic Racial Personality, another group of essays. Outstanding. The voices they hear in their heads are not aliens, demons, or the devil. There is nothing strange or foreboding about those who speak to their minds from the inside. They are their ancestors instructing and prodding them in their way, Every people hear their ancestors urging them to be themselves. Every people receive some degree of internal guidance about what they have always been. And external socialization is neither enough to cause individuals to complete, to feel compelled to carry forth their legacy, whatever it may be. And a European legacy is a hunger for victims in the most depraved, sadistic of ways. Their record is uncontestable. Insanity courses through their veins. Death gives them life. Unlike others who are given life through life, they search for life emotional content through psychotic shock. The greatest rush comes through their giving and receiving of trauma. And the greatest trauma is death. This is why they are master sadistics and born killers. Sometimes because we are being socialized in the insanity of their ancestors and have become distant from the wisdom and urgings of our own, we hear their ancestors' voices and mistake them for ours. Affirm, I do not listen to the voices of psychopaths. Affirm, I do not listen to the voices of psychopaths. Today, January 19th. Mental bondage divorces the individuals from the knowledge inherent in his being and should be used to further his evolution. One in mental slavery looks to another for guidance instead of within. Richard King. Break your mental bondage. Turn off the idiot box. Come out of the mall. Study our story. Explain all the our story you know to those within earshot. Take a potential Asafo, warrior in training, with you to sit at the Jegna's feet. Start a month-long book drive for African-centered schools in your community. Start an African-centered school. Learn an African language. Find an incarcerated African to write about, to write to his or her vision and African mission. Watch a colony of ants work together. Develop a family mission statement. Learn to sew and cook without machines. Organize for the protection of a warrior elder. Be grateful for being given such an enormous responsibility. Study a survival manual. Speak with your ancestors. Volunteer an hour a week with a family homeschooling their children. Pay off a credit card and don't again use it or replace it. Learn a manual. Learn a manual skill that would be beneficial to our community. Take up martial arts. Build an independent business. Speak to the wind about the assistance we need for our work. Start a book or journal that will help transform menticide into consciousness. Plant the seeds of our favorite vegetable or your favorite vegetable. Camp out for the weekend. Break from your bondage and invite someone to come with you. Affirm, I look inside African wisdom for guidance. Affirm, I look inside African wisdom for guidance. Brothers and sisters, the Inye Sesem of daily revolutionary thought. The Inye Sesem. My guest, of course, today is Brother Jabril. Brother Jabril, are you with me? Brother
Jabril.
How you doing today? I am doing well. I'm doing well today. How about you?
Good to hear. All is well, my brother.
Good, bless. Good. Well, listen, brother, I want to do something. I want to play this piece. This morning as I was watching the news, Sister Kimberly Jones came on. She has a new book out, which is How We Can Win. But she's the sister that, after the George Floyd murder, was passionate here in Atlanta because, you know, after the George Floyd murder and so forth, there were disturbances across the country, and of course, as it should be, because we always have them, you know, and we just fall back into the same old. But she wrote a book, and she's a writer and so forth, but it was her passionate making us understand that this is a game that we cannot win. And I firmly believe that, although she did write a book now that says How We Can Win, and I'd like to, you know, look at the excerpts of it and maybe read the book. Because to me, in this situation, we really can't win. But, you know, well, let me see. You know, I mean, I'm an objective person, you know. So, but I want to play this, and after we play this, we're going to get to our discussion with you, and which is going to be very informative and very enlightening, because you are multifaceted and, excuse me, and have a lot of good information. And so, all right, let me play this. It's on about 6 minutes. So, and this is a sister. This is Sister Kimberly Jones.
So I've been seeing a lot of things talking of the people making commentary. Interestingly enough, the ones I've noticed that have been making the commentary are wealthy black people making the commentary about we should not be rioting, we should not be looting, we should not be tearing up our own communities. And then there's been an argument of the other side of we should be hitting them in the pocket. We should be focusing on the blackout days where we don't spend money. But, you know, I feel like we should do both. And I feel like I support both. And I'll tell you why I support both. I support both because there, when you have a civil unrest like this, there are three type of people in the streets. There are the protesters, there are the rioters, and there are the looters. The protesters are there because they actually care about what is happening in the community. They want to raise their voices, and they are there strictly to protest. You have the rioters who are angry, who are anarchists, who really just want to shit up, and that's what they're going to do regardless. And then you have the looters. And the looters almost exclusively are just there to do that, to loot. Now, people are like, well, what did you gain? Well, what did you get from looting? I think that as long as we're focusing on the what, we're not focusing on the why. And that's my issue with that. As long as we're focusing on what they're doing, we're not focusing on why they're doing. And some people are like, well, those aren't people who are legitimately angry about what's happening. Those are people who just want to get stuff. Okay, well then, let's go with that. Let's say that's what it is. Let's ask ourselves why in this country in 2020, the financial gap between poor blacks and the rest of the world is at such a distance that people feel like their only hope and only opportunity to get some of the things that we flaunt and flash in front of them all the time is to walk through a broken glass window and get it. That they are so hopeless that getting that necklace, getting that TV, getting that change, getting that bed, getting that phone, whatever it is that they're going to get, is that in that moment when the riots happen and if they present an opportunity of looting, that's their only opportunity to get it. We need to be questioning that why. Why are people that poor? Why are people that broke? Why are people that food insecure, that clothing insecure, that they feel like their only shot, that they are shooting their shot by walking through a broken glass window to get what they need? And then people want to talk about, well, there's plenty of people who pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and got it on their own. Why can't they do that? Let me explain to you something about economics in America. And I'm so glad that as a child, I got an opportunity to spend time at PUSH where they taught me this, is that we must never forget that economics was the reason that black people were brought to this country. We came to do the agricultural work in the South and the textile work in the North. Do you understand that? That's what we came to do. We came to do the agricultural work in the South and the textile work in the North. Now, if I right now decided that I wanted to play Monopoly with you, and for 400 rounds of playing Monopoly, I didn't allow you to have any money. I didn't allow you to have anything on the board. I didn't allow for you to have anything. And then we played another 50 rounds of Monopoly, and everything that you gained and you earned while you were playing that round of Monopoly was taken from you. That was Tulsa. That was Rosewood. Those are places where we built black economic wealth, where we were self-sufficient, where we owned our stores, where we owned our property, and they burned them to the ground. So that's 450 years. So for 400 rounds of Monopoly, you don't get to play at all. Not only do you not get to play, you have to play on the behalf of the person that you're playing against. You have to play and make money and earn wealth for them, and then you have to turn it over to them. So then for 50 years, you finally get a little bit and you're allowed to play. And every time that they don't like the way that you're playing, or that you're catching up, or that you're doing something to be self-sufficient, they burn your game. They burn your cards. They burn your Monopoly money. And then, finally, at the release and the onset of that, they allow you to play and they say, okay, now you catch up. Now, at this point, the only way you're going to catch up in the game is if the person shares the wealth, correct? But what if every time you share the wealth, then there's psychological warfare against you to say, oh, you're an equal opportunity hire? So if I played 400 rounds of Monopoly with you and I had to play and give you every dime that I made, and then for 50 years, every time that I played, if you didn't like what I did, you got to burn it like they did in Tulsa and like they did in Rosewood, how can you win? How can you win? You can't win. The game is fixed. So when they say, why do you burn down the community? Why do you burn down your own neighborhood? It's not ours. We don't own anything. We don't own anything. There is, Trevor Noah said it so beautifully last night. There's a social contract that we all have, that if you steal or if I steal, then the person who is the authority comes in and they fix the situation. But the person who fixes the situation is killing us. So the social contract is broken. And if the social contract is broken, why the f*** do I give a shit about burning the Football Hall of Fame, about burning a f***ing Target? You broke the contract when you killed us in the streets and didn't give a f***. You broke the contract when for 400 years we played your game and built your wealth. You broke the contract when we built our wealth again on our own by our bootstraps in Tulsa and you dropped bombs on us. When we built it in Rosewood and you came in and you slaughtered us. You broke the contract, so your Target, your Hall of Fame. As far as I'm concerned, they could burn this bitch to the ground. And it still wouldn't be enough. And they are lucky that what black people are looking for is equality and not revenge.
Sister, wow, Kimberly Jones, Sister Kimberly Jones, outstanding. Like I said, she has a new book out and called We Can Win, you know, or How We Can Win, something to that effect. And I think that, I'm going to look for the excerpts of it and read and see some of the things she says and maybe get the book, read that and talk about that. Okay, Brother Jabril, how you doing, man?
All is well, brother. I am blessed and in full gratitude. Happy to be here.
Right on, right on. Brother Jabril, tell us once again, because you've been on the program before, but once again, tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
I am, again, like you said, Brother Jabril. Some people know me as Dr. Gabriel. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm a chef. I am a father of five.
And one on the way, right?
That's right. One on the way, brother.
Right on, I say.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, soon to be six. And, you know, I'm knee deep in the community. I have been for quite some time, since I was a teenager.
Are you from here? Are you from Atlanta?
Originally, I'm from Columbus.
Columbus, Georgia, right on. Oh, Columbus, yeah. Georgia or Columbus, Ohio?
Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and I came back here in high school, and right when I got back, literally within 6 months, I had a meeting, chance meeting, if you will, with Brother Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and at 15, he took me under his wing. He was literally my first mentor.
Right on.
So as I matured over time, I actually, when he took over the Panthers here in Georgia, and I'm sure elsewhere, You know, I was definitely a soldier on the front line, and I've, you know, played similar positions since then. But in more recent times, I've spent more of my time educating the people on health, wellness, and also wealth principles. You know, our people are very spiritual people. And one thing I've come to full clarity on is that to reach the highest levels of spiritual fulfillment, there's only two ways you can do that. Mm-hmm. And one of those ways is to have some financial security, to put that in place for yourself and your family. Or you can completely reject society and become a monk. And, you know, either way works well. I definitely went the monk route first, you know, but I knew from conversations with people that I cared about that I didn't want to check out too early on them.
Okay.
You know, I could have left the country 20 years ago and still be gone.
Where would you have gone if you decided to do that?
Well, I had I got some family in Puerto Rico and Jamaica. I was definitely hitting the islands.
Okay.
I was offered by one of the Griots of the Creek Nation out of Alabama, the Muscogee Nation, excuse me, to be more exact, to basically keep track of his 60 years in Costa Rica. But I was 19 when that was offered to me. And
okay.
I was very close to making that move. But I knew that the people on the ground needed assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So I foregoed my early retirement, if you will, to make sure that I knew that you can't save everyone.
Right.
But those who are seeking certain information, I wanted to be an open book for them. If I had anything that could serve, I wanted to do that.
Okay.
So yeah, my background is quite varied. I've run restaurants. I'm actually a restaurateur. I own an herb shop here in Atlanta. We just actually closed our brick and mortar store, so we're completely online now. But we do have a marketplace set up at Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis in Southeast Atlanta. We're like I said, we're knee deep in the community on the healing side, on the spiritual side, as well as on the financial side. So I've helped people get their credit together, start their businesses, get funding for their business, et cetera. And, you know, like the sister was saying, you know, I'm still goosebumping over here.
Yeah, man. It's a powerful piece, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Truth is truth.
Yeah.
You know, truth changes not, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I really resonated with is that, you know, when people are disenfranchised, it's easy for them to make maybe what can be considered not the best choices or decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that those who are open to getting more information, more knowledge, and to be educated on certain principles in life, and if you will, I've taken a stance to teach people the rules that I've learned. I'm not saying I know it all or I've learned all the rules yet. You know, I'm still out here just like everybody else, putting it together day by day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been blessed to receive certain pieces of the puzzle that I know has helped me and has helped others and can continue to help others over the long haul. So I've made myself available for that purpose, whether it be health, whether it be wealth, whether it be spirituality. I'm also a Grand Sheik in the Moorish Science Temple of America. So I'm literally in the street.
Right on, Ashe.
With
you. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want us to talk about today, because looking at the health side, is of course this pandemic, and since its inception of it coming on the world scene, the only thing that the government, I'm not sure anywhere else, but I know this government, the only thing that this government has pushed is vaccinations, vaccines. It never talked about holistic health. It never talked about vitamin D, getting sunlight. It never talked about diet. It never talked about any of those things. And I understand there's a lot of people who are not going to change their behavior in light of the pandemic to be healthy and to build their metabolism up, to build their resistance up, and so forth, that, you know, maybe the best thing for them to live, if that's possible, is for the vaccine. And I don't know if taking this vaccine that you will ultimately live. And then you can see now that there are people who are now promoting four shots. And the CDC has always had conflicting, the Centers for Disease Control has always had conflicting information on from day one. So, you know, this virus, whether it's the Omega when it first came out, whether it's Delta or Omicron or all of the above, has had, I mean, people are dying. And I know that on this program, that's one of the things that I didn't promote or condemn, because one of the things that I understood that people are dying, and you do what you feel is right for you and your family in that situation. But people are dying. There's 10 people I know personally who have died from this, you know, and some good people, man, especially like my brother Conrad Worrell, who out of Chicago, mm-hmm. who, you know, was a strong brother in our movement, you know, and then some couple of brothers back in Milwaukee. Good friends, good strong brothers in the community who have died from COVID. So, you know, the main thing is, what can we do? I remember one of the programs that I pushed early on, though, was a brother who came on talking about this virus and the things that we need to do to make ourselves healthy, much like what I'm asking you to do, is talk about, you know, some of the things that we can do to keep ourselves healthy. Now, just recently, I don't know if you've seen this or heard about this, you know, the Omicron virus was talked about coming out of South Africa. And I just seen a piece on National News on South Africa that people's infection rates are low. The very to little no death rates in South Africa, you know, and some of the reasons are that some people who are getting it now become asymptomatic and so forth. And it is not as bad as it once was reported to be. I don't know if you heard that.
I've heard the first part, but the second, you know, the last little part that you mentioned, not fully. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know, there's always, you know, when it comes to media, that's why I also want to shout you out, my brother, because having control of our media is the most important thing that we can do. We have to control the narrative.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anytime I see any of our brothers and sisters doing what you're doing, man, I'm in full support, because we're relying on a media who does not have our best interests at heart.
And that is proven. That's unmistakably proven. I hear you.
That's right. You know, mm-hmm. and so that's the first issue. When you look into that whole story about the Omicron variant coming out of South Africa, with, you know, it's like a preacher a lot of times will take stuff out of context and piece things together to make it sound good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like that. So what they did not fully express, if you go a little bit deeper into that story, is that it was first initially found in South Africa. There is no evidence for the origination of it being in South Africa. It's just that the first time that they found it in the laboratory and isolated it and recognized it as being a new mutation was in South Africa, in a South African laboratory.
Okay.
So that's what we, you know, a lot of times, man, the information that's coming, again, just doesn't have, the backstory attached. It does not give you the full precedence of what's really going on, because fear is as strong a motivator as love is. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
practically the same emotion, just diametrically opposed. You know, so we know that fear and love are the greatest motivators on planet Earth, right? In human beings' makeup. So if that's the case, if they want you to do something, and we know that the media does not move in love, right?
You're right.
You're lucky if you get a story about a kitten being saved, right? That doesn't even happen anymore. They don't even talk about, you know, I'm using that as an example. I know that's very lightweight.
Right.
But we don't even get that anymore. You know, I remember when I was little, you would hear about the little, you know, the firemen.
Sure,
and the
right. And I'm a retired firefighter, too.
There you go. So yeah. It's like one out of 30 stories, you may get a one positive moment. They're like, oh, and on a brighter note.
You know, right.
After they destroyed your whole day, they inundated your subconscious mind and your conscious mind with nothing but negativity, fear, fright, death, and destruction. Now, hey, here's a little bright side. And you're like, whoa, like there's so much good going on. Like the majority of people in this world, regardless, you know, of what we're taught, most people generally are good-hearted, good-natured, don't want to see people hurt, don't want to see people in pain.
I think that's just a natural thing of human beings.
That's right.
And I think that's a natural thing of human beings. In fact, as you're saying this, you know, and as I read the Enye Sesim, when it talked about Europeans, you know, Dr. Shekhanta Diop was correct. There was a two-cradle theory of human development. There was a southern cradle and the northern cradle. And in the southern cradle, there was a xenophilia, a love of people, sharing and so forth. But in the northern cradle, because of the harsh environment, you know, and to evolve in that kind of environment became selfish, greedy, mean-spirited, murderous, you know, sexist, you know.
I'm a serious researcher, so I'm glad you brought that up, because the science is real. And one of the things that they try to divert us from is using the scientific mind or even the scientific method. They don't want us to really be observers. They don't want us to theorize, hypothesize, and then test, right? They just want us to go with what they say. Remember when the vaccines came out, and again, I take the same stance with you. I'm not against anyone who chooses vaccination, right? Because at the end of the day, in a situation like this, it's about survival. So your best educated move, man, I'm in full support of it, whatever that may be. Now, if you want my opinion on it, I'll give you facts and data to support my opinion. But if you don't have the same outlook as me and perspective, I respect it 100%. But what I'm not going to do is go with a half-cocked, non-scientific explanation of a thing and start injecting myself with stuff I'm not even sure what I'm injecting myself with. That's just where I stand with it. If I do not take vaccinations, and neither does my family or any of my children. None of my children are vaccinated. My oldest is 20. He'll be 21 in October. And, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, my first mind has been correct. I just believe that nature provides. I believe that the Most High provides. And if we are in tune or try our best to be in tune with nature and the Most High, the answers will come.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the deep part about this society. It doesn't promote that. I mean, you know, I watch the news, you know, as I was saying to somebody, I do a radio program. I need to watch the news. I need to know what's going on. I need to go on this microphone and speak intelligently about the issues of the day. But I do it from an African perspective. And so when I'm watching the news and I constantly see drug commercials, there's a drug for everything, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you because, you know, if you have an objective mind, you can watch the news. But we got to remember that 80 to 85% of the population is not built like that.
Right.
You know, you, myself, and, you know, the other 15%, right? We have to take that as our own responsibility for our people. And that's what I said. That's why I definitely am in support and big up the family who takes the media seriously, decides to inform our people from our perspective.
Yes.
Because we need that. If we, it's like, how can we take a foreigner, you know, that has shown us that they do not respect us, that they don't support us, that they secretly and openly often hate us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we're gonna take that word as gospel, as they say. No. Mm-mm. There's no way. But you got to understand that 80% of our people are going to take it. They're completely lost in the sauce, if you will.
Right.
You know, and this is no disrespect to my people. This is just the fact.
It's a fact.
I see it every day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's so much misinformation and disinformation, as you said. There's been a lot of, I guess you can say, mismatched reporting regarding what the CDC is saying today versus what they said a few weeks ago versus what they said in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, so things are constantly changing and evolving, but just notice that it's always done with fear tactics.
Yes. And that fear, I mean, I'm going to tell you, when they came out with the Omicron, well, actually the Delta, because it became, and you've seen that the Delta was more virulent and people were, so, I mean, it was a definite fear there. And you know, and I'm like, damn, that's crazy, man. And I know a lot of our people now are going to get this shot because they're feeling that, you know, this death is going to hit me right around the corner. I can't go nowhere, you know.
Yes,
and
sir.
then this other one came in, the Omicron came in, and they seen that, you've seen the spike in people getting coronavirus, although the death rates aren't as deep and hospitalization may not be as deep, but people are infected. And so you've seen people right before the holidays lined up for miles trying to get this shot.
Yeah, and it's kind of like if you think about virology, right? I like to think about it like dealing with a roach, okay? Like if you're dealing with roaches, right, and you start spraying Raid, notice Raid comes out with a new improved extra strength one every year. The reason why that is because from last year no longer works.
Right, exactly. They become immune. Evolve. They become immune to it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They mutate. So just like these viruses are mutating, when you treat a virus in a certain way, it'll just mutate mm-hmm. and try to find another way to live. But if you deal with it from God's plan, if you will, from the natural perspective, again, let's look at the roach, right? The roach, if you were to say, and I've the reason why I know, I used to have some, I never would spray in my apartment, but my neighbors did spray. And every time they would spray, next thing you know, I got roaches.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what I knew to do is I knew to get some diatomaceous earth. I took that diatomaceous earth. I put it around the edges of my apartment all the way around, just in small amounts. I put it in the kitchen, like under the sinks, where they would crawl up from downstairs pipes into my area. But they will not touch that stuff. If you have that anywhere in your vicinity, they are running and they're telling all their friends, we cannot go there.
Now what do you call this again?
It's diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah. They call it also humic acid. And what it is, it's a fossil of a sea plant, right? And this sea plant is high in silica. And what happens is when it fossilizes, it's like, if you will, microscopic glass, shards of microscopic glass. If any, and not just, I'm talking bed bugs, roaches, pick a bug, you put that down, They cannot go anywhere near it because it destroys their legs and feet. It's like walking on glass. So, you know, if you just broke up a bunch of glass and everywhere you walk, that's your path. That's how you have to make it for them, and they will leave instantly, regardless. If even if your kitchen was filthy, they will not go past that stuff. So just like that being said, and you mentioned the vitamin D and stuff earlier, I have a basically it's from Science News right in front of me, and this is dated April 23, 2019, right? And it's a scientific study. Anybody can look this up in Science News, and it starts out: elderberry compounds could help immunize flu symptoms. Minimize flu symptoms, study suggests, right? And then when you go to the summary of the study, it says this is what they found in the study: compounds from elderberries can directly inhibit the virus's entry and replication in the cells, and can help strengthen a person's immune response to the virus. Okay, now this information is available to everyone, but you're not going to get someone who's trying to get you to take a vaccine
right
to say, hey, you know what, there's some options.
That's right.
There's some options out here now. They're not, it's just not, that's not good business.
Yeah,
if you get what I'm saying. So this thing, it also circulates around business.
No doubt,
you know,
multi-billion dollar business, the medical pharmaceutical companies and vaccines and so forth knew that. I was like, man. But listen, we're going to take a break. So when we come back from the break, we'll get more into this. And I want our brothers and sisters, we only have a few who are called in. Most times they call in just to listen, but I want them to engage in conversation. So brothers and sisters, please, Brother Jabiril is here, holistic healer, holistic health. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Benny Goldston, Killer Joe. Killer Joe, Benny Goldston on saxophone. Once again, time for an Awakening Media lineup that we have here. And on Mondays, that's Black Therapy Central with Dr. Mawia Kamban and Nataki Kamban and Dr. Kamal Kamban. And then from 9 to 10, Conversation, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Incobra. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. On Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report from on Wednesday, this evening from 8 to 9, the Black Farmers Report. Friday, if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And on Saturdays from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council. And then on Sundays at 7 p.m., once again, time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Saturday at 2 p.m., from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the American African Empowerment Saturday. On Blog Talk Radio with Brother Marvin. Once again, his guest will be Dr. Bruce Bridges. His book, Recapturing the African Mind. Recapturing the African Mind. That's this Saturday. You can listen by dialing this number, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, African Empowerment Saturdays. And the number to call is 845-277-9250. That's 845-277-9250. That's this Saturday at 2 p.m. Once again, my guest today is Brother Jabril and holistic health. We're talking about all the madness that goes on in society and how to remain sane if that's possible. Brother Jabril.
Yes, my brother.
All right. And we got some callers. And if anybody, of course, are on the queue right now, if you have a question or a comment, hit star twice. Hit star twice. It lets me know that you want to talk with Brother Jabril if you got a question or a comment or concern. So before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, how this society promotes things, you know, how they push things, and the fact that, you know, here we have some alternatives that are great and possible, at least making people aware. But the only thing that this society has pushed from day one is the vaccine. You know, and all the doctors, all of the commentators, you know, the only place that you'll probably get an alternative or something that should speak to you is online. You know, you're not getting it in the mainstream media at all, you know, and of course, some of the people within, like Fauci has been, and I've never liked Dr. Fauci. I remember him from back when the AIDS virus was huge. And to me, it was clear that AIDS was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, in a laboratory, you know. And he was insisting that it was some natural thing from monkeys or some shit like that. I don't know, you know, but it was clear to me. In fact, there were some people who were spouting that, Dr. Stryker and of course Zara Miles, and they killed Zara Miles, you know, and so to me right then and there, I knew that what he was pointing out was on point, you know, cause that's what they do to you. If you're really hitting home on something, you know, they'll get rid of you.
They've been working on that, you know, from the research I did years ago, probably since the 50s, under, forget that mass murderer European that came into the Congo. His name eludes me for the moment. But that's where they started developing some of the precursor viruses for HIV, AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, yeah, there's a patent that you can find and look up. It's registered.
It
has created or at least altered from its original state. Okay. You know, like most pharmaceutical drugs are based on a specific function of a isolate of a particular plant, right? And so what happens is the AMA is not allowed or cannot make money off of a natural thing. So what they do is replicate in the laboratory the molecule that they've isolated. But what happens is, if you study toxicology and pharmacology, all pharmaceutical medicines have there's a number on it. I forget the exact name of the number. I haven't done this research in quite some time. That tells you how much it'll take to actually kill you. You know what I mean? And it's all toxic. It's all, if you look up pharmaceutical drugs, you'll find that they've all been, generated by the John D. Rockefeller and his foundation. And I can go a little bit deeper into that, but if you look into it, all pharmaceutical drugs are at least coated with petrochemicals, meaning they're using crude oil and its subsidiaries, if you will, to create these pharmaceutical drugs. So every time you pop a pharmaceutical pill, you're literally eating gasoline.
Yeah, well, that's who John D. Rockefeller was. He was the Standard Oil. He was the first big tycoon in this country, you know.
That's right.
And there's so many products made from oil, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plastics, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, you know, because in holistic medicine, the approach is let's get to the root of the issue, right? So I'm going to read a little blurb real quick.
Sure, please.
A root of what happened with Rockefeller, et cetera. So there was a big problem with Rockefeller's plan. Natural and herbal medicines were very popular in America during the early 1900s. Almost one half of the medical colleges and doctors in America were practicing holistic medicine, using extensive knowledge from Europe and Native American traditions. Now, European traditions really mean Egyptian traditions. Mm. For the most part.
Okay, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Rockefeller knew that to get total control of the medical industry, he would have to expunge the competition. So to start, Rockefeller used his vast oil money to purchase part of the German pharmaceutical company, IG Farben. You can look this company up in its involvement in World War II. Now that he controlled a drug manufacturing company, he can move forward with his plan to get rid of the competition. Now, I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit.
I don't know if our listeners ever seen a picture of John D. Rockefeller. If you would, go look at a picture. This man is sinister. He looks evil. This man was evil. Look what he's done.
Right.
I mean, look at the world today because of oil. Look at the ecology. Look at global warming or climate change because of oil. This is crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, you're on point. This stopped me at any point, and we can definitely go in. So he brought a guy in named Flexner. Flexner was like a PR guy back in those times. So certainly Flexner's report did have some valid points, but unfortunately the motives for the report were entirely driven by Rockefeller's desire to complete control of the medical system based on the report. Congress acted upon Flexner's recommendations and changed laws related to medical practice. Incredibly, allopathic medicine became the standard modality, even though at the time its main treatment methods were bloodletting, surgery, which was quite barbaric at the time, and injection of toxic heavy metals, which they still do, lead and mercury to supposedly displace disease. With these legal changes in place, Rockefeller teamed up with Andrew Carnegie and started funding medical schools all over America on the strict condition that they only taught allopathic medicine through the power of their huge grants. This powerful team systematically dismantled the previous curricula and these medical schools, removing any mention of the healing power of herbs or natural treatments. Teaching on diet and other natural non-drug treatments were also completely removed from medical programs. So I kind of wanted to just put that in there.
That's great. That says it. You know, that's why, just as I mentioned earlier, I watch the news. And if people watch the news, you know,
every commercial, not every other, damn near every commercial is promoting and pushing a drug, whether it's the morning news, the evening news, at night, whatever the hell it is, it's pushing drugs. It's the bottom line is drugs.
Side effects. Look at those side effects. Mm-hmm. That should scare you enough. That should give you enough information if you watch the whole commercial. And then they have the lady at the end. May cause anal bleeding or death or suicidal thoughts. Like, what?
Yeah.
this little pain in my knee, I'm going to get rid of it. But what's going to happen to me as a result, potentially, of taking that is suicidal thoughts? Are you kidding?
Or an addiction. An addiction. Yeah. How many cats have been addicted to painkillers?
You know, those lists are long. So I'm in total connection with you on this, brother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing that people have, I can't say that some people haven't, because I'm sure some have, because I have. So obviously other people have. But we have to also look at the ingredients within the vaccine. Now, there's a bunch of questions and a bunch of stuff thrown up. Now, most of what's used in vaccines on a usual basis were not used in this particular vaccine.
So right. These vaccines, this is synthetic. This vaccine created. Is more synthetic, right, than the previous vaccines, which were used, which, like, say, for instance, a particular disease, it had that disease within the vaccine.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so with these, they use things like benzene, right? and phenol. So what is benzene? What is phenol? When you start to look up the different ones, they have their list of ingredients, and then one will say benzene. All right. So what is benzene?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read for you what benzene is, and then people can make their own opinions from that.
Mm-hmm.
Benzene. Colorless, light yellow liquid chemical at room temperature. It is used primarily as a solvent in the chemical and pharmaceutical industries as a starting material and intermediate in the synthesis of numerous chemicals and in gasoline. Benzene is produced by both natural and man-made processes. It is a natural component of crude oil, which is the main source of benzene produced today. Other natural sources include gas emissions and volcanoes and forest fires. Okay.
Man.
So this is one of the main ingredients in one of them. And it also, you can look benzene up, in any kind of scientific journal, and it'll basically explain to you. I'm going to read just a quick little blurb here. It says, which cancers, and some of you could just Google this, say which cancers are associated with exposure to benzene. Okay? And it'll say exposure to benzene increases the risk of developing leukemia and other blood disorders. Okay? I could go on.
Yeah.
Phenol is a, and you know, we could be here all day going in on all of this stuff and all the ingredients, but at the end of the day, again, people have to use their minds. You know, our mind is the most powerful thing that we have. And if you don't use it, someone else will.
That's right. And that's a problem. We don't use it. And we've been inculcated.
I've never heard that one, brother.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. With the Urugu virus. We've got a caller. Caller 344-344. Good afternoon. Caller 344.
Good afternoon, Brother Oshie.
Hey, Brother Lusk. How you doing today, my friend?
Hey.
Good.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and your guest. I just tuned in and almost forgot that you were on, but I caught the last point that Brother Jabril, is your name?
Yeah, Brother Jabril, yes.
Yeah, Brother Jabril, regarding Carnegie and
Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm just kind of curious to know, what are your thoughts regarding plant-based dieting as an alternative and being able to maintain a physiological pH, something that I think that maybe if we could start to look at nutrition more so now than ever before, that we could probably see a change in our health conditions. So I just thought I'd just chime in, and I'm sorry I chimed in late, but when you mentioned about medical school and different facets of that nature, nutrition is one of those courses that's not being taught for some strange reason, and so it's left up to us as consumers to kind of take responsibility in our own hands. And that responsibility, I think, maybe could come from plant-based dieting and being able to readjust ourselves internally. What say you and your thoughts on that?
Thank you, Brother Lutz.
Yeah, bro. I am, and again, thank you for that question. Honest to you, brother. That particular situation is crucial. The nutrition is crucial. And I don't know if you caught all of it, but that what I did explain is they removed nutrition from the medical schools at that time.
Yeah.
And today, they're only required to do 4 hours of nutrition, okay, which is very basic and very rudimentary. I've been practicing a plant-based vegan lifestyle since the 90s, so I've maybe 24 years now.
Okay.
25 years, kind of lost count. But for me, I had a diagnostic done yesterday. The ladies were looking at me. I'm 42. They were like, man, everything's perfect. You know, and I said, well, I have to keep doing what I'm doing, huh? She said, yeah, just whatever you're doing, keep doing that. And so I'm a personal example. I'm a living example of what I speak on. I 100% agree with that. If, you know, here's the thing. So even in a plant-based diet, my brother, we have to be, in my opinion, we have to be at least partially scientific, right? Because I did hear you maintaining the pH levels, et cetera. We have to know what foods are going to benefit us. We have to know where we're getting our food from, so as the ancients have taught us, as Imhotep taught, is that let your food be thy medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So if your food is your medicine, then, even in the last 100 years, I don't know how old this saying is, but, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So these things that our forefathers and our grandmothers used to say and teach us, those are not empty words. You get what I'm saying? So even when you go back and speak, I'm speaking from my own experience. When I speak to my grandmother, she would tell me that they didn't eat meat every day. That was a luxury. They had chickens and hogs and different things. But it wasn't every day. It was mostly diet straight from the garden, straight from the field, if you will. And every day they'd slaughter a pig, they'd crank the neck of the chicken and add that to the diet. Now, the chickens that they were eating 80 years ago, right? My grandmother was about to be 90. Those chickens, though, I don't eat pork, obviously, but or any flesh, but even the hogs of those days are not the same hogs that they're feeding people today. So, even the vegetation from the 50s to 2020, from 1956, there was a decrease in the nutritional content of even the fruits of more than 50%. Okay. We have, now that people are getting back into agriculture, like my wife is a farmer, so I'm truly blessed in the fact that my wife got mustard greens and chard, right? I can just go in my backyard and get what I need, right?
Okay.
And that's the way that we have to go back to that. When the pandemic started, we were already doing that. We were already homeschooling. So we didn't have to make any major shifts or changes. But I understand that the world did. But it's important that we take the knowledge of our forefathers, because we are what our forefathers were without doubt or contradiction. So the greatness that we see in Egypt, the greatness we see from Timbuktu and throughout the diaspora, those things are not that far removed from us, brother. You get what I'm saying? When we go in
when we go into ancient Egypt, that's why the high priests and the and many of the pharaohs even practiced a vegan diet, right? The common people ate the duck and the deer and the different animals that were around, but the priests knew better. You get what I'm saying?
Now, okay.
We have to look at these things. What is going to clear the mind? We know that at Thanksgiving, if you will, Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
It's around the table, and everybody just chugs a bunch of food into their gullet until they're full and sleepy, right?
Definitely mess with you.
That's right. They get the itis, right? It's classic itis.
Tryptophan.
So why do they call it? Because itis is inflammation. So you've now had all these inflammatory foods into your body. You get what I'm saying? And the more inflammatory foods that we eat, just think that causes other issues, especially if we don't deal with the inflammation that we're causing. So by removing those things from our plate, we can now eliminate inflammation altogether. And, you know, this is just one aspect of the nutrition piece. And that's why I said we have to be very scientific. And when it comes to pH, my brother, I don't want to misguide the people. You know, I am a student of Sabi. I am a good friend of most of his family, his godchildren, his wives. I know personally. Right. And have known for years and been close to them. Now, Dr. Sabi, you know, he taught on the pH. Now, the pH is important, right? But what he was really trying to transmit and transmute to the people was, what are the foods that are higher in pH? Not that it's going to really change our blood pH or anything like that, because the blood pH is maintained at 7.34 at all times, and it ranges like from 7.34 to 7.4, something like that, right? Very small. Now, if it starts to go awry in any direction, what the body does is pull from the bone, right? It pulls out calcium from the bone so that it can make sure that the alkalinity of the blood is at its proper level. But now we have to really look at the body. There's other systems within our bodies that are not alkaline. Our stomach is not an alkaline system. That's a completely acidic system. Our muscles, our muscle tissue that surrounds our bones is a completely acidic tissue. So it isn't necessarily about an alkalinity per se, but the more alkaline foods, if you will, that we ingest, those foods nurture the body. Any inflammation, it removes from the body, but it won't necessarily change your blood pH. Now, it may change the pH of your saliva, okay? But just to give it a complete look rather than, you know, because, again, it's like buzzwords. A lot of people have access to Dr. Sabi's information now, but they don't know that Dr. Sabi was charging $1,500 for that food list, and he only gave it to sick people. Okay. Dr. Sabi did not follow that list himself. Okay. Now, in a general sense, he did. But I know personally Dr. Sabi did not follow that on a daily basis because he was not sick. That was for people who he was seeing personally. Now, you know, he ended up sharing it and put it in online at some point. You know, it is what it is, and people have run with it, and that's fine. But I just want to add clarity to the conversation because most people don't know the full story. They just, you know, they've seen a couple of videos. Oh, and, you know, I support the ancestor 110%, but I also know that the video clips that we have access to is not the full story. So I just wanted to add that in, my brother, just to give you some context.
Asante Sana, thank you so very much, Brother Jabril. And thank you, as always, Brother Oshie. No, and man. Until next time.
Right on.
Still looking.
All right, my brother. Thank you, Brother Ted Lusk, Theodore Lusk. I appreciate you, man. Definitely. And hopefully this, once again, as I said to you previous, hopefully we'll get beyond this stuff so I can get down to Montgomery and we can break bread. 646, good afternoon, 646.
Hotep, Brother Ocean, to your guests.
Hey,
I was wondering, is there a way that one could contact you, brother?
Yes, I can be reached directly. You can reach me on my website. It's www.smai, and that's spelled S-M-A-I, pharmacy, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. So that's S-M-A-I, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, Smai Pharmacy. And I'll say it one more time for clarity, S-M-A-I, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, .com. Smai Pharmacy is a it's based on ancient Kemetic science. So Smai actually is an acronym that stands for Sekhmet's Medicine Awakens Imhotep.
Oh wow. Okay. Say that again for us again. I'm sorry, Jay. Hold on, Jay. Hold on, I'm sorry, Jay. I'm sorry. Say that again, and that's S M A I F A R M.
That's correct. A C Y.
A C Y.
A C Y. Like pharmacy, but we're farmers.
Oh, okay.
We're not a pharmacy with the PH, we're a pharmacy with an F.
Right. F A R M A C Y. .com?
That's correct, my brother.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
You don't have like an email or on social media or anything like that, like Facebook or Twitter or anything of that nature. You just contact you through this.
Yeah, either way, you can. Our email is there. You can also contact us through social media under the same name. So whether you're looking on Instagram or Facebook. We do have a Twitter account. We're not necessarily on Twitter too often, so we may miss your Twitter message if you try to contact us on Twitter. But if you want, it's Instagram or Facebook is better for you. You can reach us there. But our website is very intuitive, and if you can actually ask questions on the website, we'll respond directly if you get into the chat. Yes, and if you need a consultation, there's a consultation tab if you look through our tabs. If you need herbs, you'll see there's herbs for men, for women, for children. Everything you need is all in there.
Do you have that? Do you have that herb that you was speaking about roaches and other things of that nature on there?
Yeah. I originally was speaking about elderberry, but I was using the roaches and the diatomaceous earth as an example. We do sell diatomaceous earth. I don't know if it's on the website. Our physical location, we did sell it because it does have a lot of great uses. It's basically pure silica. So if you're having issues with your hair, skin, nails, things like that, or even if you're having issues like with energy, silica is basically a
what's the spelling on that?
Diatomaceous earth would be D-I-A-T-E-M-A-C. E-O-U-S, and then the word earth. If you look up just D-E, it should come up if you Google it. Most people don't, you know how to spell it, or it's a long word. So if you just type in D-E, you should be able to come up with it. And maybe type Google D-E for health, D-E for bugs. And if you were to order it just yourself online, just be cautious and make sure you're getting a food grade diatomaceous earth, because there's different grades. Okay, so that would be the one that you want. And there's plenty of research done on diatomaceous earth. It's also used in farming and agriculture. A lot of these farms have been depleted. Like I was mentioning earlier, the soil's depleted, and diatomaceous earth basically has all of the minerals. It's high in silica, but it has a full spectrum of about 90 minerals. So it will actually replenish the earth and allow you to grow on soil that was previously barren.
Well, listen, I really enjoy what you're saying in regards to this vaccination and vaccine. You know, because to be honest with you, man, it seems like we are in a panic in regards to how we now live our lives. I was listening to a program yesterday, and this guy was saying, like yourself, about not taking the vaccine. And, you know, another guest came on and was very offended by him saying that you shouldn't take the vaccine. The thing that I take most issue with is I'm not going to take the vaccine, but I think we need to figure out how we could promote better protocol on how people could deal in regards to not taking this vaccine. What is the health protocols that one should do? Because whenever you start talking about not taking the vaccine, people really get upset and become offended by it. And it's just crazy. Because the guy was saying, I'll give you an example. The guy was saying that you could get the virus by just touching an ATM machine. And then he went on to say, well, if you have to be in that situation, well, this is what you should do. You know what I mean? I mean, we got to figure out how we can promote a ways of protecting ourselves from getting this virus for those of us who don't want to take the vaccine.
I definitely have some answers for you, brother, on that. So if you go to the website and you look up, you can look, just type in immunity. We have something called Immunity Builder Box, okay? Our Immunity Builder Box, we have been helping people who have contracted the virus since the beginning of the pandemic, the very beginning, since March 2020. We've been helping people and have had tremendous success, tremendous success. The Immunity Builder Box, it contains several things. So a few of the things that it has in it, we do have obviously the elderberry. We also have a product that we call Asar Greens, like Asar, like Osiris. And it's basically a green superfood powder that's high in chlorophyll and micronutrients, such as vitamin A, K, and C, calcium, potassium, folate, iron. It's composed of barley grass juice, moringa, spirulina, chlorella. And we also have something that we have that's a very special product. It does more than just what the marketing says, but it's basically called Infinity Complex, and it's composed of 8 different adaptogens. And what adaptogens do is, if you already have it in your system, right, and let's say you came into contact with a virus, your body would immediately say, okay, we need to either up his immune system because it's too low so that we can deal with this, or because some people's immune system is overactive, we need to bring it down, dial it back just a little bit to go ahead and take care of this issue. And basically, this particular product contains most of your medicinal mushrooms. Okay, that's like your chaga, your reishi, which happen to be the king and queen of herbal medicine. If you were to, do your studies on herbal medicine, the chaga mushroom that grows on the birch tree and the reishi mushroom, which grows on many trees in the forest, these two mushrooms actually give you something called killer cells. They increase your NT, or your killer cell content in your body. And these are the cells that kill cancer and other viruses and things, So, yeah, there's all kind of mutations that go on in your body every day, and your body has the equipment to go ahead and break these things down. Now, by adding something like this to your regimen, it just makes you more equipped. So now your body has more information to use. And if you go and do the studies, you'll see that in vitro, in the laboratory, that these herbs that are contained within this particular product have killed just about everything. Yeah, we have a full breakdown. We also have a homeopathic elixir within there as well. It's called the AVH elixir, and it has various essential oils like oregano and thyme. Now, if you do your studies, you'll see that oregano and thyme is known to be a virus murderer. Okay, it just kills them.
It's also good in spaghetti sauce.
It's delicious.
We have another caller. 267, good afternoon. Oh, man, 267.
You hear me?
Okay, we got you. Yes, we got you.
All right. Hey, I want to say good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your guests.
Thank you, Brother Ralph.
Brother Oshie, I'm driving now, so I want you to forward me this brother's information because I'm definitely ordering some things from him today. All right.
Okay.
I just want to let the brother know, like, my whole family just, it went to our whole family from Christmas, and I was the last recipient. I thought I was like, oh, I'm immune to it then because I don't get it, and then it got me. And it left me with some congestion, some phlegm. And, man, but I did talk to a couple of holistic doctors that I did know, and they recommended, like, whorehound, and mullein. And that seems to be working. But, you know, I'm going to give you a play, brother, since you're on Time for Awakening. And
right.
go to your website, and I'm going to order some things, man, because I like what you're saying. I've been taking elderberry, but I'd rather get my elderberry from you because you sound like a trustworthy brother.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I just – yeah, and like I said, man, you know, they're talking this vaccine stuff, and I just always say this for the listening audience. They always say, all right, well, you know, the vaccine poses grant you immunity. Your body builds so you don't catch it. But now they're saying, oh, you won't die from it or go to the hospital. Well, my family and I, we're none of us are vaccinated, and none of us died and went to the hospital. So it's all a scam, brother. And I did find out they had baby fetuses in the J&J, and they got monkey crap in the other mRNA. And you're right, because when you bring this stuff up to some of our folks, oh, you don't care what's in the other stuff you eat. You know what I mean? Real ignorant. And I don't know what's gotten in our folks to make them trust a demon like Fauci, man. I just don't know. But it does frustrate me. It makes me angry. And I say, I'd rather put my faith in the creator and the system he gave me. You know, that's where I'm at, my brother. So I just want to, Oshi, if you could, please forward me this brother's information because I'm going right to his website as soon as I get home.
I sure will, Brother Ralph. You bet. Thank you, my brother, for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could just respond to this.
Sure,
brother,
please do. Please do.
I appreciate that. And I'm with you. And also inside the box, we do have two separate teas, right? And it does contain those same herbs that you mentioned and a few others to help with the respiratory. And we also have a breathing stick with some more essential oils for you to open up your air passageways and keep your lungs flowing. And if I could, there's a free gift. Anybody that's listening to this, if you go onto the site, let me look at my drop-down box. If you go to resources and you click on free ebooks, it will take you to an ebook that me and my wife just wrote and put out. It's called Boost Your Immunity. Okay, and it gives you simple 7 chapters. It's not a crazy read, maybe about 50 pages, and it just walks you through several things that you should do on a daily basis anyway, but in these particular days and times, these are time-tested, result-driven information for the family. It's available for free, so if you just click on there, download your copy. If you need a hard copy, contact us. We haven't made the hard copy available on the site yet, but it is available. So if anybody's interested, after you get your free copy and you just want one that you can flip through, let us know. We'll have that shipped out to you.
I'm on the website right now, brothers and sisters, and there's also, too, if you prescribe, you can get 10% off on your purchases as well. And I'm going to talk to you after the program is over, Brother Jabril, okay?
Yes,
I definitely want to do that. Once again, we still have a number of people in the queue. We got about a few minutes left, and you can hit star twice, and you can have a conversation with Brother Jabril. 646.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to make sure. The website is hold on one second. Give me a second.
Okay.
And then have them correct me that way, please.
Okay.
Because I'm getting, you know, I'm trying to get it right.
Okay.
Is it F?
No, it's S.
A.
It's S M A I. S.
F A R M A C Y, right?
Let me try it this way, Jay. P
please. S as in Sam, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, I as in Inez, I guess. And then F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. Farm. Is okay. You know, he's a farmer. So instead of the P.
Yeah, I see where the mistake was.
Okay, right on, Jack.
I had an F,
right.
F instead of the S.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, I see where the mistake was. All right. Yeah, but so now when I click on the website and I look for the immunity package, and you'll have it there where I can just purchase it right there.
Yes, if you the easy way to find it, I was saying if you click on like the magnifying glass for the search bar, and if you just type in immunity, it'll pop up. But otherwise, you can either click on shop, you can click on men's health or women's health, and it'll definitely come up in the drop down.
Okay, cool. Because I'm definitely gonna order the package. Okay, indeed. I'm on the page now.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, all right, because you definitely seem to have a clear idea on what we need to do to, deal with this situation. So is it a number of products or just one product that you get?
Well, in the kit, you get about... Let me see, 4, 5, 6, 7. You get about 8 different products. So if you tried to buy all of those products from us separately, it would be a whole different price. But we tried to make it affordable and put everything that you could possibly need in this type of situation.
And how long does it last you for?
So this is either a 30 or a 60-day supply if you were to take it according to the instructions every day. Now, if your family's using it, you know, it may last 15 days. So if there's more than one box, it'll be, you know, you can cut that in half. But it's basically a 30-day supply. We do have clients that kind of, I guess, stretch it out a little bit more. And instead of taking 2 capsules, they may take 1 capsule a day. And that's not a problem because it's really for maintenance and prevention. So if you only do 1 instead of 2 of the capsules, that's totally fine, and then you get 60 days out of your box.
Right. All right. I will definitely be looking at this because we have to be in a situation to protect ourselves in regards to this whole virus, because I don't think that the virus is going to go away. I think it's basically here to stay. They're gonna make it to where it is here to stay for as long as they can make money off of it, because they're making a lot of money off of this.
That's true. And one thing you have to get, brother, is you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this: what is your take on the fact that they're not talking about trying to cure this this virus? Everything is about this vaccine, and whereas you're gonna, like the flu shot, have to take this vaccine every 6 months or something like that, and nobody really knows what's in it or anything of that nature. I mean, that's what really disturbs me about it. I mean, you know, with polio and things of that nature, with its other vaccines, you just take the vaccine once and it's supposed to protect you or something like that. But this here, it seems like it's some sinister way of having you in a situation where you have to take it once a year, twice a year. Come on, that just doesn't sound right. And there's never no talk or discussion about how do we eradicate and cure this disease and get rid of it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, brother, the best way I can explain and kind of encapsulate what you just asked into just a statement or a word, you hear it thrown around, but plandemic.
It's been planned. Well, is it by design?
That's right, and it's been executed, I mean, flawlessly. If you really, if you take a step back and look at what has transpired over the last 2 years, I mean you could, you know, it's very well planned. And if you go back a little bit further, brother, if you look at, there's a I believe it's a TED Talk, if I'm not mistaken. It was definitely a lecture, but it was done by Bill Gates in 2015.
Yep. I've mentioned this on the program many times. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Please watch it. And that will give you an idea that, you know, typically, like with technology, right, there's like a 30-year gap from the time that the technology, especially if it's a government-controlled technology, before it hits the public, okay? So just know that if they put out information on this situation in 2015, right, 5 years before, how long before that has this been in the works? You got to look at some of the, you know, we're looking at this whole metaverse situation happening right now, right? So this whole transhumanism movement, right? Now, why is this all happening at the same time? If I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Surrogate, but if you haven't, I would suggest that you go watch the movie Surrogate, because those people never basically leave the house. They sit in their chair and they put their helmet on and they go to work and do their job, but virtually, like literally virtually, not like a Zoom or on the computer, but they literally lock in and their bodies are being, you know, hijacked. They're just like the Matrix, you know, the people become the battery that basically powers the system, that gives the system the power to do as it will. You know what I'm saying? So we have to really look at the keys. You know, Hollywood plays out these stories not only to give us some insight into what's coming, but they're really getting the subconscious mind to agree with these situations. It gives them not only a perspective on how the people feel about a thing, but it also gives them the additional mind power, the brain power. Like I was just saying, if you don't use your mind, someone else will. And they're using the mind, because when you go and watch a movie, oftentimes you're not watching it objectively or taking notes. You're watching a movie and you're being entertained. Now, if you're just being entertained, then you're just a willing subject, able to be hypnotized and suggestions put into your subconscious mind, which then impregnate the subconscious mind. And over time, the gestation period, whatever it is, that seed that they've planted, will start to grow. So we just have to be careful not only what we watch and listen to, but how we watch and listen to it. Okay? And that's why I love about the brother earlier where you were like, I watch the news, but I'm doing it for a purpose. That's
exactly.
That's an objective.
And I'm very objective. In fact, my kids didn't say, Dad, you know, we go to the movies, you always be analytical. You know, find a deeper right. meaning. Just watch the movie, have some fun. I said, no, son. You know, you got to look at these things, you know, find out what are they really saying to you. Listen, Brother Jabril, my time is up, and yes, I appreciate it, my brother. I really do. And I want to talk with you after the program is over. And sure. But if you got any closing remarks, please go ahead.
Okay, all I can say, family, if you need assistance, you know, I gave out the website. It's mypharmacy.com. You can contact me there. You can call me. You can email me. You can chat with me directly through the website. If you need any assistance finding anything that you're looking for, if you know what you're looking for, I can assist you with that. Or if you need an actual holistic checkup, if you will. A full analysis, and so we can know what's going on, so we can assist you the best way. Then I'm here for the people. So I'm here for you. And always remember that your mind is a supercomputer, and your self-talk is your programming language.
Ashe. And also,
what's
too,
the
brother's number? I'll give it to you, Jay. Also, all too, right. You can contact Brother Jabril through this program, African Perspective, on the Time for an Awakening Network. Brothers and sisters, we end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds
of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodiet. Abibi Fahodiet means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day. See you on Friday. Peace, family.